This is the Origins audio experience presented by Dulo. We're building an apparel business and documenting every step of the way. In this episode, we cover the process around preparing for our first batch of samples.
Origin 6, fabric samples. Organization and processes around creating our first batch of samples. Once we finalized the name, logo, website domain, and social media handle, the next step was to get the branding, which included the logo and the materials that will go with the shirts, done by a professional. Most important of all was to finalize the designs for a logo, as well as a color palette. From those two, we would proceed with the labels, tags, and boxes. We got in contact with a designer back home that Marin previously worked with and knew he would do a great job. We sent him a brief outlining our vision, brand values, and mock-ups of the assets needed. After a few discussions and iterations, we decided on a font, a design for the logos, and the colors. Our initial vision for the brand was to have a very clean and stylish look, and we were considering black and white to be the main colors. However, after we received some great recommendations from our designer, we saw that attaching more color variety to the brand would provide us with more opportunities for the future. Then, if we decided to add more products to our range, we would not be limited by two colors. Having a color palette would also help us stay consistent across the different platforms. In the meantime, our manufacturing partners were iterating through a range of materials that might be appropriate for the first batch of shirts. They sent us pictures of possible fabrics, and we narrowed it down to a few that we asked to be physically sent to us. We wanted to touch and feel the fabric and choose the most appropriate one for the first batch. Once we sent the designs, they also went ahead and created the label that will go on the shirt. The idea was to put together the various pieces to have a rather complete product for the first batch of samples, before we plan our second trip to see them in person and give them to friends and family, which would be our first test group. We knew the fabric would be the most important variable of the whole product, so we have planned a few rounds of iterations before we actually go to market. This would enable us to change and adapt the product a few times, have as many people as we can test it, and bring it to market in quality that we can rave about and proudly wear ourselves. Starting to get the product out there, even samples of it, would also enable us to start creating content and branding around it before we actually start selling it. The marketing strategy and brand vision was also falling into place, and things were becoming clear as to what we envisioned the company to be in the long run.
Thank you for listening to the audio experience by Dulo. If you enjoyed this episode, we would really appreciate a like, a heart, or a share.